Believe me, I've told him. Steve, this is not your Spartacus moment.
And of course we argued. And I said, Bob, of course it's my Spartacus moment. Oh, never mind. The Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday, the 15th of January. Good to have you here. The president tweeting in the last 15 or 20 minutes. The rank and file of the FBI, great people who are disgusted with what they're learning about Lion James Comey and the so-called leaders of the FBI. 12 have been fired or forced to leave. They got caught spying on my campaign and then called it an investigation. Bad. Just announced that veterans unemployment has reached an 18-year low. Really good news for our vets and their families. Will soon be an all-time low. Do you think the media will report on this and all the other great economic news? I think it's a rhetorical question. What do you think? Shifting gears now to another concern of the White House, and that is high prescription drug prices. Some say the highest in the world, including Phil Kirpin, the president of the American Commitment. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. You say don't import foreign price controls. It's time to break those price controls because of the opportunity costs of socialism. All right, what are your concerns here when it comes to prescription drug prices, and how do we improve the situation?
Well, I think people are very angry for good reason, and including the president, and he talks about this a lot on the campaign trail. We pay far, far more for prescription drugs than any other country in the world, including the rich countries, Europe and Japan. They are paying a fraction of the prices that we pay, and it's because they have government price control regimes in all of these countries. And, you know, it costs billions of dollars to develop new drugs and bring them to market. And the way the sort of global market has developed, Americans are basically paying for the cost of research and development and a return on capital investment. The rest of the world is getting a free ride. And, you know, we should want to end that, ideally, by having other countries pay more while we pay less so that you still have the economics work in terms of, you know, getting the incentives for $150 to $200 billion a year in research so we can keep churning out cures, keep, making, breakthroughs and helping people live longer, happier, healthier lives. My concern, Steve, is that if we sort of give up on the hard part of that, which is getting prices to rise in other rich countries, and we just say, you know what, we're just going to follow what other countries do and impose our own price controls and knock our prices down to what the rest of the world is paying, then we're going to have a huge decline in research and development.
Of course you will. Because a lot of these companies spend billions of dollars on research that doesn't return anything on investment. You know that, of course.
And well, there's so many failures. There's so many failures for everyone that actually works. That's why it costs so much.
Clearly, and these companies have to see some, well, risk and reward, right? That's what you're talking about, you know, how much grief for how much green do they get in return for their stockholders and shareholders and so forth, and how do they make the company profitable? And along the way, they create drugs that help people survive heart attacks and deal with diabetes and high blood pressure and all of these things, you know, and people don't seem to mind taking the drugs. They just complain that they have to pay for them. Well, how do they think the drugs got here?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. You know, the point, though, and I think this is where the Trump administration is so right in making this such a major focus of our trade strategy and trade negotiations, and it's been a major priority for the U.S. Trade Representative. You know, those costs of research and development, those billions of dollars, the other rich countries should be paying prices that reflect those. They should not be free riding on us paying sort of all of the research and development costs. And so we should be paying less, but we should be paying less because the rest of the world should be paying a market price also, and it should land somewhere in the middle. That would be a very good outcome. But it would be a very dangerous shortcut to just say we're going to tie our prices to international prices without winning those trade negotiations to get their prices to rise. And that is something that HHS is proposing now in a demonstration project, is to index our prices to international prices. And I think that would be a mistake. So I love what the Trump administration is doing on this on the trade front, but I have some real concerns about this proposal from HHS to just index our prices to foreign prices.
Because you believe that would undercut the process and the good ideas would be undercut by that being a bad idea.
Yeah, well, think about this. If we're sitting down at the negotiating table with a trade partner and we say, look, you've got to loosen your price controls, let the the prices that you pay for prescription drugs rise in your country. First of all, that's a very hard ask to make because the politics of it for the country on the other side of the table are going to be very challenging. But, I mean, if they can just respond, hey, well, you index your prices to ours, why would we let ours rise? I mean, I think that, it really makes it difficult if they actually go down that path, even for a demonstration project.
Yeah, that makes it a very difficult conversation to have now, doesn't it? So where do you see it going then, Phil? Phil Kirpin here from American Commitment. How do we control the prices, make it more palatable for Americans, allow the companies to, you know, make their profit and keep their, shareholders happy and you know, and still compete on the world stage? How do we, can we do all of those things?
Yeah, you know, I think we can make progress. I mean, I don't think we can, I don't think we're going to necessarily convince any country to, you know, totally scrap their price controls, at least not overnight, but I think we can make progress. And there are significant breakthroughs in the new USMCA, the NAFTA successor agreement, especially with biological drugs. There's much more extensive patent protection for those than Canada and Mexico have historically given, and that'll allow the companies to make those, and those are some very expensive drugs, to make you know, more return on investment in those countries. And so, you know, it's not a total solution. They've got pretty strong price controls in those countries, but it's a big step. And, you know, I think that it shows that if we sort of grind this out one at a time in these trade agreements, we can make progress on it. I just hope that they don't adopt this price indexing proposal that I think would undermine the real progress that, we need to make. And so, you know, they just had a comment period on that at HHS. It closed a couple of weeks ago. We'll see what they do next, what they propose, but they've got the comments were pretty overwhelmingly against it, and you know, we filed some comments against it, and I hope that I hope the Trump administration succeeds on what they're doing on trade on this,
right,
so we can have lower prices without undermining the incentives for R&D.
Phil Kirpin, good conversation, president of American Commitment. Thank you for stopping in. It's an important topic that we will return to sometime soon. Thank you, Phil.
All right, have a good one, Steve.
There you have it. You know, how do you get there? A lot of different interests at the table. Still to come on the program, the Duck Commander himself sitting down to talk to me, Phil Robertson, here on the Steve Gruber Show.